Good afternoon. The regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunang Sinamu. These are the top stories. Parents in the Northwest have been warned against the negative impacts of long screen time on the sight of their children. Whereas some children in the far north are using the holidays to upgrade their knowledge in the English language at the Marwa Linguistic Center following the launching of the first phase of holiday classes. Inhabitants of the center region are frowning at the phenomenon of makeshift bars around funeral grounds, which to many have become breeding grounds for promiscuity. These and more will be yours in a moment. Children between the ages of 6 and 21 years are taking part in the first phase of holiday classes launched at the Marwa Linguistic Center. The training to go from July to August 2024 is divided into two phases. Our Far North regional correspondent, Faith Nguang, tells us that English language is becoming one of the most sought languages in the Far North region. Her report.
Learning the English language, a holiday activity that promises a better tomorrow. Children and teenagers alike are getting involved, each with their own specific objectives.
I come to learn English because I want to go in the other country. I've been learning English since 2 years. I've come to learn English in this school. I decided to learn English because I want to perform my English when I'm talking. I started learning English 3 years ago.
This year, as in previous years, the Marwa Linguistic Center has not failed in its duty to inculcate Shakespeare's language with some innovations, of course.
There is a special program that was designed by the Yaounde Palo Linguistic Center, a book that will help them at least to enrich themselves in grammar and vocabulary so that when they go back to school, they should be very performant. The Sir Alin Center is a very important component in the bilingual training program. When you go there, you have the choice to either watch the video that you watch in the club but you not listen very well, or you do the listening if you feel that you have difficulty in listening, or to read even a newspaper, or to get even a reference book like a grammar book on vocabulary and work on it. You work on your own. That's why we say self-access.
Over 250 learners are expected to take part in the 2-month-long learning phases. Marwa, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
From Marwa to Betwa, the land of the rising sun, where students and pupils are also taking part in educational activities at the Betwa Linguistic Center to learn either the English or French languages. While some of their peers have engaged in commercial activities like hawking chewables to stay busy these holidays. Our reporter Bennett Akameondua tells us more in the following report.
Students and pupils in the city of Betwa have engaged themselves in various educative activities during this long holiday period. At the Linguistic Center in Betwa, an increasing number of them keep registering themselves to learn either the French or English language. Benedict Njeng is one of them.
I went here just to improve my English skills. We know that English is the language key of the words for science and other things.
Charles Asanji, Director, Linguistic Center, Betwa.
It's usually the period during which we have the highest number of students. When it's below 400, then it has not really worked very well.
Others have engaged in sporting activities like football for pleasure to some and professionalism to others. Many others have engaged in commercial activities to shun idleness and also to raise necessary funds for the next academic year.
Now it's holiday, we have already finished our school. I cannot stay in the house because it's boring. I'm selling granite during holiday so that I can help my parents to buy my school items.
Parents of these children say it is very important to occupy them during holidays to keep them away from idling about and copying bad attitudes. Betwa, Bennett Akameondua, CRTV.
Sociologists say excessive TV watching will have long-term negative effects on children, like making them self-centered and timid. They were speaking as on screen time has increased for children during the holidays. Henry Tatoe Kambi reports from CRTV Far North.
8 a.m. this morning at one of the travel agencies in town, the park is saturated with passengers alighting from buses that have traveled all night from other towns. Some of them are young holidaymakers who say they have come to spend time with family and are excited about having to eat dishes peculiar to the Northwest region.
My traditional meal is banana and beans. That is from Batibo. And most especially then I also miss bush mango, and not counting out monkey collar.
It is a two-way traffic as some young people resident in Bamenda are boarding buses heading out of town. They say they will use this period for tourism and to make up for lost time with family members.
Myself and my junior sister were about to travel to Goa for holidays to visit our nephews, cousins. From there now we'll go to Yaounde to see my mom because my mom is there, so I've missed her a lot.
Meantime, managers of some travel agencies have indicated that they have put all in place to ensure passenger safety.
We have a checklist. When any bus come in, we have to cross-check, check the spare tires, check everything, check the lining, control everything at the garage, and we have qualified mechanics.
Many holidaymakers intimate that they are ready to have fun wherever they'll be spending their holiday. The cautious ones are keen on responsible behaviors in order to stay out of trouble. Maria Lantung, CLTV News, Bamenda.
And as you might have noticed, that was rather Maria Lantung's report on holiday makers who are stripping into Bamenda and those moving out during this vacation season. We stay in the Northwest. Well, ophthalmologists in the region have advised against kids spending long hours watching television sets or screens of their digital devices for fear of incurring long-term eye defects. This especially during the long-term school break, where most children turn to watch the gadgets for over long periods as a way of entertaining and occupying themselves. Fela Kezia Fonja of CRTV Northwest completes that story.
Watching the television, manipulating phones and other digital devices for long hours is a common practice by children that could result in eye defects, according to Samuel Cesar, an ophthalmologist in one of the region's healthcare facilities.
One of the major defects of doing this is that there is relative increase in myopia, or what we call short-sightedness. The second is that the person is able to get macular degenerations because of the high ultraviolet rays that are emitted from these devices. It degenerates the macula and gives them several visual defects. It is very much important that people practice what we call 20-20-20, where when you do things at a near distance for 20 minutes, you stand up for 20 seconds to stretch, gaze at other things at far, and then return to the work that you are doing.
Parents in the town say creating time for leisure will enable the kids stay away from constantly watching the screens.
We encourage them to do outdoor plays and healthy activities to foster healthy sleep habits and to promote in-person social relationships. You know, when you watch screen for long, it affects the eyes, it leads to dryness of the eyes, in the sense that you may have short-sightedness because you are used to watching the screen at close range.
Some of these children equally advise their peers to steer clear such practices.
You should mind the way you watch TV because it may cause you problems with your eyes, like you may be facing difficulties in seeing very well, and at times your parents do not have money to help you treat your eyes and you are there spoiling the eyes by watching TV. You should be able to watch TV for a limit, like you watch TV and you stop, you can use your phone for an hour and you keep the phone and do other things that can help you.
Maintaining the vision in especially children is a duty both parents and the kids owe themselves to avoid any eye disorders in the future. For the regional news in the Northwest region, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
This is the regional news on CRTV Radio Network. We continue our tour to the regions, where some students in the Central region are now serving as intermediaries and facilitators in the sale of food items with their parents and most especially their mothers. In most popular restaurants and eating points in the Central region during this holiday period, children are playing pivotal roles, as pointed out by our reporter Maimuna Njoya in this report.
The holiday period is very crucial for people from average families as they look up to income-generating activities as the best way out. From mornings till evenings, young boys, single mothers and children are doing their best to make money around major road junctions and even some neighborhoods in the center region. The sale of food items prevails. Local dishes like fufu and ero, ndole and plantains, pounded yam and soup, grilled fish and much more are being sold. But what catches one's attention is that the vendors sometimes do not have a direct contact with customers. Rather, their children, most often below 15, relay the requested menus. Taking money from here and handing it over there, exchanging one plate with the other, or giving out one's balance after service are all what they are called up to. Emmanuel Foshi is a young secondary school boy who assists his mom.
I'm helping my mother in food selling because during school period there was nobody to help her. So I decided that the little advantage I'm having to help her, let me use it and help her. By God's grace, it's easy.
Parents in the center region say integrating their children into income-generating activities is the surest way to empower them and give them the lesson of working hard before expecting any returns. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
And we stay in the center region where the emergence of spontaneous bars around funeral and burial grounds are a cause for concern. Many hold that these bars promote promiscuity and are a source of unnecessary distraction during funerals. Lekiate Jetruda Songazi of CRTV Center completes that story.
The emergence of spontaneous bars and drinking spots of locally produced liquors in the central region during funerals has become worrisome, particularly as many people now prefer spending time in these bars rather than the funeral proper.
Most often in our society now, when you have your funeral, you discover the opening of bars around. It's not really opening, but people will just come with the pretext of the ones to sell. They will bring their things, maybe fighter, cigarettes, drinks, and just pile and start selling. You very soon, you just turn like into a bar.
Then when there is a funeral, you notice that there is and the emergence of spontaneous bar. People just look for a little space. They bring drinks and music, and they are selling around where we have funerals.
Others, however, believe that spending time around these bars allows them to get drinks and other chewables of their choice.
The emergence of spontaneous bars around funeral areas is actually at a rise, and people don't even give so much attention to it. Whenever there is a funeral, they just look for a little space, bring their drinks and music just for them to sell their drinks around that place. And to me, it is not actually a good practice.
Well, people sell drinks around the funeral celebration create an environment of sexual promiscuity, most especially when most married women will be around to meet their old friends for so long they have not met each other, causing disorder, and they will become most very, very promiscuous.
Caution should, however, be taken, particularly by married women, for many believe that these bars around funeral ceremonies have pushed many to committing adultery and promoting promiscuity amongst women and young girls.
Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
And that puts a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard parents in the Northwest have been warned against the negative impacts of long screen time on the sight of their children, whereas some children in the far north are using the holidays to upgrade their knowledge in the English language at the Marwa Linguistics Center following the launching of the first phase of holiday classes. Inhabitants of the center region are frowning at the phenomenon of makeshift bars around funeral grounds, which to many have become breeding grounds for promiscuity. The regional news was presented by Vanessa Wunang Sinamu. Thank you for listening. Lunch Date continues with Lu.